Thank you for calling Rhonda's House. How may I help you?
Hi. Am I able to speak to someone who, as far as who makes the decisions about the age for your guys' client?
Say that one more time for me.
Am I able to speak with someone far as about my grandmother, who makes the decisions about up in her care, like changing her care and if she needed more assistance or anything to that nature?
Hold on one second.
Okay. Rhonda's House, Nikki speaking.
Hi, am I actually speaking to
Nikki?
Hi, Nikki. This is my name is Lakenya Wesley. I'm calling in regards to my grandmother, Irene Johnson. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Now, are you you're the nurse? You're the
No, I'm the administrator.
You're administrator. Okay. However, I'm on the phone with them now, my grandmother and them, and she actually have a nurse over there at this moment because she was released from the hospital about a day or two ago. But, however, the nurse is over there now, and she ups my grandmother's care to a two-person assist because she's a two-person lift now. So I was trying to see if she would be able to get another aide on top of, like, what my uncle, because my uncle is her aide now. So will you guys be able to get someone else out there as far as, you know, being that she's changed from a one-person to a two-person assistant?
Let me see how this will go. Who does she have a case manager? Is she through Direction Home or CareStar? Do you know?
Yes, she have a case manager through Ohio Direction, but this is the nurse that was being sent out there from, you know, from her hospital visit, case management,
right,
medicine, with a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes what we would have to do in order for her to be able to have, so let me ask you this. So when you say she has to have two people, this is like two people at the same time? She needs two caregivers at the same time?
Yes, two people at the same time.
Okay, so we would definitely need information. So I'm going to send you over to Rachel. She's our scheduler.
Okay.
Did you talk to Rachel already?
No, I haven't. You're the first person that I kind of like to explain, you know.
Okay, yes, because Rachel does a lot of the scheduling. I'm just trying to think. We're definitely going to need – who is our case manager?
She is through Ohio Direction, and her case manager's name is what was her name? Jessica?
The girl that's here?
No, the one that was out there that Thursday talking to you, case manager through Ohio Direction.
Janelle, Jolene. Janelle?
No, it might be Jolene.
Well, I think Jolene might be the cases.
It might be Jolene. I know I have the number, the agency's, I have the Ohio Direction's number.
Okay.
So I can call and get the name if you actually need the name.
So this is how it works. We have to have approval for her to have, you said it's your grandma?
Yes.
So we have to have approval for your grandma to have two caregivers at the same time. So that's where the case manager will come in at, because she can submit for the approval, and they will send us a new authorization number, new hours, like whatever your grandma would need. That's what they would send us. And I'm pretty sure they should be able to speed that up. Right. Seeing as I'm surprised they didn't try to get that ready for her before she left the hospital. That way it would have been all set.
But you know what? It's okay, because the nurse, hey, Mom. Is Allie still there?
Yeah.
Ask her, is it something that she can put, I don't know if she can put in writing, far as, like, pertaining to grandma's care, like, if it's something she could, you know, I don't really know what she can, or if she can leave something in writing. Okay. Because then that way I can, she can get it submitted to the Ohio direction or however it got to go, and then they can up her hours.
Yeah, and what they'll do is they'll up the hours, and they will submit for us, for her to have two caregivers.
Gotcha. Okay, so Miss Allie, I'm on the phone with Rhonda's house, which is her, the home health aide that she comes. Huh. Okay, Miss Allie, I'm on the phone with Rhonda's house, which is the actual home health aide company that she goes through. So basically what she explained to me is that her change of care will have to go through Ohio Direction, which is her case manager. And then they would submit to them far as, like, either if she need more hours to a, you know, far as whatever in depth that she need, they would submit that to them. That's all done through her case management. So I don't know if it's something that you can leave, like a, I don't know if it's something that can be wrote out or if it needs typed up. I'm not really sure. But I can call Ohio Direction and see what they say. Uh-huh. Oh. Sure. So I'm going to get Rhonda's house fax number, and I'll give it to my mom so she can give it to you so it can get faxed over. And then I'll get Ohio Direction there also so y'all can fax it to them too. That way both places can have it. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay. So I'll text them to you. Thank you, sweetie. All right. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So, if you just give me your fax number, I know that it still got to go through the Ohio Direction, but I'm going to just get y'all fax number two just in case.
Okay, that's fine. It is 234.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Ma. Uh-huh.
363-9001.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I got it.
If you have any more issues, give me a call back for sure if you have any issues.
Thank you, sweetie.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.